I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, when Pet Sitters International launched the first Take Your Dog to Work Day in 1999, there was hope it would encourage businesses to see the advantage of employees having their best friends around in the workplace and encourage pet adoptions. This coming Friday is the 20th annual observance of Take Your Dog to Work Day, and many companies who have tried it report great results, including an increase in worker morale with a low-cost benefit that can help attract and retain valuable employees. If your workplace is observing Take Your Dog to Work Day, here are some things to help the event be successful for all involved. Check with coworkers to make sure no one has serious objections to having pets around. They may be allergic or have a fear of dogs. Assure them that all pets will be confined in an office or on a leash and not allowed to run loose throughout the work area. Consider using baby gates to make sure dogs don't wander out of their owners' offices unaccompanied. Puppy-proof your office or work area by covering electrical cords and putting poisonous plants high and out of reach. Also, keep candy dishes in a safe place away from pets. Talk to your coworkers about not giving your furry friend any treats without checking with you first. People who don't own a pet may not know the danger of giving chocolate to a dog or other people food that may contain things like onions, garlic, or even candy containing the artificial sweetener xylitol, all of which can harm a pet. Finally, make sure your furry friend is clean and well-groomed, current on all its shots, and ready to be sociable. For more helpful information and tips, visit the Pet Sitters International website at psi.com. If you have a pet other than a dog, the entire week has been dubbed Take Your Pet to Work Week. But let's face it, no one is going to take credit for working like a cat. Maybe that's why Take Your Dog to Work Day gets all the attention when you're speaking of pets.